The Danny Lakey Late Show Quickie.
A quickie, huh?
A quickie.
Oh, yeah.
Stodgy food, Tinder and blue ticks. Stodgy food, Tinder and blue ticks. Come on, make this quick. We've all got things to do, people to see, places to go. Were you a creamy, stodgy, slippy time monster? It comes off the back of Qantas, more or less trying to knock their passengers out with stodgy, creamy food just before bedtime. I'm on to you, Joyce, and all your Qantas people. Also, Radio Tinder, classic segment with classic results of love. And do you have a blue tick? You'll never believe the star power and cat owners that rang up. Enjoy the quickie. Qantas to test launch historic non-stop London to Sydney flight. In record-breaking move. Yeah, I thought I read a story about this a few months ago. I thought this was already a thing. I thought they'd already done the one-way Australia.
They did do this, Lakey. This is Sydney to London, and now they're testing the London to Sydney bit.
Ah, the way round.
Why is it different?
Well, different winds, I'd imagine.
Different route.
Yeah, different route. Just a different route, and yeah, sort of. It is different, isn't it? I mean, think the way you drive to work, you drive home. It's a different experience, isn't it?
Well, it's still the.
Yeah, it's same, but backwards.
Yeah, yeah.
Imagine you're taking a different highway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. In fact, yeah, I've seen that. I've seen that. I think the Shigo's tracking the map out there. How are they going, Shigo, at the moment?
Yeah,
where are they?
Left the tarmac at Heathrow, like 2.5, 3 hours ago.
Yeah, right.
Shigo's
it did also
speak.
Leave 54 minutes late.
Oh, you don't want that. You don't want that on a maiden voyage.
No.
Okay. Well, impressive nonetheless. They done the Sydney to London. That was successful. The London to Sydney is now going through. The non-stop ultra-haul long flight of the future of aviation and Qantas is hoping to add another route to the list. The world's longest research flight from London to Sydney has taken off. 17,800-kilometre journey. Researchers are going to test the impact of ultra-long flights. Also, they got more people on it this time as well. They're doing some tests.
I'd be terrified to be on the test flight.
Why?
What if you got to, I don't know, 16,000 Ks and they go, oh, we can't make it any further.
Oh, no, we've crunched the numbers here, guys.
Not right.
Turns out a plane can only fly for a maximum of 16 hours at a time. No, the captain said it's absolutely nothing to be nervous about. This is just the way of the future. It's very easy. I mean, to put it in perspective, it's almost 100 years to the day since they did the first flight from Australia to London.
Wow.
So it's been around a long time.
That's a long time for planes to be going.
That took 28 days, by the way.
Pardon? No, thank you.
Now we're down to 19 and a half hours. So it's pretty cool. As soon as the flight takes off from London, they'll immediately switch to Sydney timing. So it's just your classic, all right, how are we going to handle the jet lag? Second, we're on the plane. We're now in Sydney time. I know we're on the tarmac in London, but let's all adjust to Sydney right now.
Oh, so they'd tell you into
sleep. Get ahead of the game. Yeah, so lunch will be served when it's lunchtime in Sydney. Dinner's going to be served at dinner time in Sydney. Obviously, the cabin's going to be dimmed when it's nighttime in Sydney and brightened during the daytime hours. This is what's got me in a bit of a tiz. The menu has also been created to help the time zone transition, with food high in spices and caffeine served to help passengers stay awake when they feel like sleeping, and creamy, stodgy foods served to help when they need to sleep.
It's almost like poisoning them.
I'm no nutritionist or dietitian, but the words creamy and stodgy
just reminds you of like a big bowl of potato and cheese and butter.
Absolutely. They're cooking up a big batch of rice pudding just to send them all off to the nod. Big pint of full cream milk thing. You like a jug of milk, sir, before you put your eye mask on and try and have a nice little 8 hour snooze up there in economy class. Creamy, stodgy foods before bed. Couldn't think of anything worse. Surely no one's doing that.
Oh, I sometimes do this.
You and your wings?
Me and my wings love a stodgy meal if I need to fall asleep. You know what's my go-to? A big bowl of cheesy gnocchi.
You're treating bowl of gnocchi like a sleeping pill.
Yeah, it knocks you right out. You're so full, you've got a food baby, basically.
You're eating yourself into a food coma in a 10-hour shut-eye.
All the time. It works. I'll wake up at 8 a.m. the next morning and be like, whoa.
Wow.
I am feeling good.
Shuey Louie's knocking herself out with food before bed. If Qantas passengers are having creamy, stodgy food before bed, how far does this run tonight across the country? Want to know on 131060?
Are you a creamy, stodgy, sleepy time monster?
Yeah, you're a creamy, stodgy, sleepy time monster.
Well, I am.
You are.
I'm a big gnocchi monster.
Get out of here, you creamy, stodgy, sleepy time monster. One people who are pretty much a ritual before they go to bed. I mean, my ritual is I'm intermittent fasting. I won't eat for 5 hours.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to bed.
A lot of people will have like a big carby meal and that's like, all right, bedtime now, I'm so full.
God. Are you having a night-night milkshake? You're whipping up a big bowl of potato salad just to send you off to sleep. I don't know if we're going to get any callers or not, but...
I think we will.
Keen to know if we've got a couple of creamy, stodgy, sleepy time monsters out there. What are you eating? How long before bedtime? And how often are you doing it? Maddie, you're a creamy, stodgy, sleepy time monster.
I am. I usually smash a bunch of dumplings before going to bed. I'm a bodybuilder, so I'm just trying to pack in some carbs.
Bulking,
nice, Maddie.
Bulking guy.
Yeah. That'll put you right to sleep for 12 hours.
Yeah, I mean,
absolutely.
Small asterisks. Sounds like a dirty bulk to me, Maddie. I mean, we know you can do better than that, but if a man loves his dumplings, then fair enough. How many do you do?
Bulk.
Oh, yeah.
It's like 20.
20.
Oh, like it's a whole packet.
Wow, 20 dumps. 20 dumps. I went on a date the other night. We had dumplings. And she said, oh, should we order the 8 or the 15? We only ordered the 8. Thank goodness. Because if we ordered 15, it would have been very embarrassing.
Well, you could only do 4 each.
Well, no, she was talking about like the second serve. So we did some soft ones and then some hard ones. Let's save it for dumpling chat tomorrow night. Thanks, Maddie.
Please.
He is a creamy, stodgy, sleepy time monster. There's no doubt about that. Tay. On 13, 10,
hello,
16.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, you'd love to be above Russia right now on the world's first London to Sydney Qantas flight.
Absolutely. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you why you wouldn't. If you went a creamy, stodgy, sleepy time monster, that's why you wouldn't want to.
Absolutely. The more carbs, the better. You want the pasta, creamy mashed potato, put you right to sleep. Land of Nod for me right after.
My God.
Oh, you sound like a veteran in the stodgy food.
Oh, I'll get around it. That's me done.
Yeah, that will be you done. No, fair enough. Is this every night? Is this every night putting you to sleep like a ritual? You know, some people can get addicted to sleeping pills. You get addicted to creamy mash.
Oh, look, most nights. I moved out of home, so I had to make do with my minimal cooking skills, so mashed potato and pasta it is.
Yeah.
Just the Watties packet one, chuck in the microwave, hide it under your bed, good to go, midnight snack.
Like a big grizzly bear hibernating for a Canadian winter.
I wonder how fast I can say this. The Daniel and Kelly Show quickie.
I love you.
Swipe left, swipe right. It's Australia's most love-matched radio segment. The Danny Lakey Radio Show's Radio Tinder.
Yeah, baby! Yeah. Whoa, is that a Winnie from Shoey Louie tonight as well?
But you're pointing at my wings.
No. I'm well used to them by now. Gemma is tonight's Bachelorette. And I can't think of any other love shows that are on the Australian media landscape tonight that may be taking away from this.
Oh, I can think of two quite big ones.
What are you talking about?
Bachelorette and Love Island, Lakey.
Oh, yeah, those two things. Oh, what a battle going on Bachelorette at the moment, actually. One of the great weird-looking people. This is one of the great stereotypically handsome men.
Blessed him. Bless his soul.
Can't tell if he's just a weird-looking guy or he's got two lazy eyes. Let's get to know our Bachelorette. It's Gemma. She's 25. She's a personal trainer. She's been single for about a year now. Looking for someone mature, outgoing, as well as someone who is fit. You're a brunette with medium height. Hello.
Hey.
Welcome, Gemma.
Now, answer me this. How much personal training are you doing? Because every time I go to my gym... It just seems that the personal trainer has plonked themselves in a little room and is watching YouTube videos on their computer. And every time someone new comes in thinking about starting their fitness journey, it pisses them off, like it's not their job to help somehow. Never seen the personal training personally training anyone.
Well, your gym's wrong. My personal trainers wander around the gym trying to help you out.
Oh, that's the kind of fitness club I want.
Yeah.
Gemma, which category do you fall into?
Definitely the second one.
Yeah, nice.
I feel like the one you're referring to is that maybe those male personal trainers.
No.
Sixers.
No, mixture.
Gemma.
Mixture. It's the culture that they've entwined, you see, through all the employees and staff.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's good to know that you're one of those people that likes actually getting out there and helping people. Well, I mean, why have you been single for a year? Is it through lack of trying, through lack of effort, through dodgy dudes on Tinder? Through just wanting to go through a slutty phase. What is it?
It's definitely the last one.
Yeah, slutty phase. Yeah, slutty phase.
Definitely.
I've been in a slutty phase for 30 years.
Yeah, you literally have, Lakey.
Oh, that's good. So it's time to rein the horse and cart back in now, yeah?
Yes.
Find the man of your dreams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I understand. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. I mean, apart from someone who's mature and outgoing and a little bit fit, are there any physical characteristics apart from that? Tats, no tats? Long hair, short hair?
Yeah, cats would be great. And some big biceps, please.
Yeah, you guys can go to the gym together. Yeah. Couples who squat together stay together.
Yeah, that's what they say.
I can just imagine you giving one of the great hickeys on someone's bicep.
What?
Yeah,
you've known Gemma for 2 minutes.
Yes. I've already imagined some sort of medium height personal training bicep sucker.
Yeah.
Well, this would be good. I'm a little scared because you've put out tattooed and fit in the same sentence. There's a lot of weasels out there listening to this show. They'll scare a few of the weasels off.
Let the weasels in. It's all about personality as well.
I encourage the weasels to try on 131060. There is actually physically no way I can tell tonight whether you are buff with tattoos or just a weasel in disguise.
All in the voice.
You're 25, so what do we think? We'll go from like 20 to 40 years old tonight?
Maybe 24 to 40.
24 to 40. Get it, girl?
Yeah, nice.
Get that sugar daddy.
And guys?
No, mature.
Yeah.
Mature.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Mature. Soz about that.
She doesn't want a 20-year-old Lakey. She wants a man.
Okay. You know who can be quite mature?
You.
No.
Shy guy.
Definitely not.
Geezer.
100% no. Ladies. Are we into just guys? Or are we into...
Straight.
Nice try, Lakey.
Every week it's some hetero on the air.
Well, each to their own.
That's all right. That's all right. Okay, well, 131060, if you want to get to know Hetero Gem, 25, personal trainer, single for about a year, had a slutty face, ready to settle down again, looking for someone mature, 24 to 40, outgoing, preferably someone who's fit with tats. She's a brunette with medium height. You just think of 3 questions, Gemma, and we'll find some of the great alpha males to get on the line next, yeah?
Done deal.
Let's question them within an inch of their life. Traditionally, alpha males aren't the sharpest tools in the shed, but let's try and find a balance. Man number one, this is Kalen. He's 31. He's in the Navy. Average height, sporty, beard, short hair. Loves mountain biking. Hello, sailor.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, one of the great sailors.
Ahoy!
How many of the 7 seas have you sailed?
I've sailed a few seas already this year.
A few seas. Good. Nice. Good answer. You don't want a man who sailed all 7 seas. You want a couple of seas to sail with him. What's your question to Kaylin, Gemma?
All right. What would you organise for a first date?
Hey, Gemma, I would take you out into the mountains and go mountain climbing.
Ooh, risky.
Mm. Okay.
Risky?
Oh, she might not like heights, Lakey.
You'd be a barrel of laughs out there in nature, wouldn't you?
Oh, risky. Could we just go to a restaurant?
Nah, this is an adventurous man. That's what you get with a sailor. Woo! Okay, let's meet Jason. He's man number 2. He's 26. He's a teacher. 6 foot, black hair, loves the gym, pretty fit, no tattoos. Ideal date is a dinner and a movie. Hello, Jason.
How you going, mate?
Good, thank you. What's your question to Jason, Gemma?
All right, are you ready? What is your favourite sexual position?
I'd say doggy with a bit of hair pulling involved.
Jason!
What?!
It's before 9 p.m, please.
Oh, another barrel of laughs. Back to mine. Can I pull your hair? Absolutely not. You can't even stroke my eyebrows. Yeah, no, nice. Jason knows what he wants, and lots of people like having their hair pulled.
Well, not everyone.
Consensually. Yeah, consensually. How would you approach a hair pulling session, Jason? Would you work your fingers up to the nape, warm up the roots, and then just give it a good old consensual yank?
I'd like my fingers towards that area and then get the yes or no.
Yeah.
And then do the yank.
I mean, he was speaking through a traffic cone for that last bit there, but I think what he said was, yes, I'd like to graze my nails up her buttocks, along the spine, right up to the nape, and tug, tug. let's make man number 3. This is Gavin. He's a 33-year-old labourer, 6'1", tattoos, fit, loves paintballing, skydiving. Ooh, risky. He'll do whatever. Let's meet Gavin. Hello, Gavin.
Hello.
It's up to you guys.
The big G.
Thanks, the big G. And we've got the medium G here as well, Gemma. So it's up to you guys to not only accept that you've got the same first letter of the name, but also find more common ground.
If they owned a house, they could have G and G's love shack.
Oh, they could do. God, keep that in mind, Gemma. Keep it in mind.
Cute little plaque. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Anytime you want to jump in, little medium G.
I was just waiting for. Okay, sorry. Okay. What is the worst thing you've done to someone on a date?
I'd probably have to say I bailed without telling them.
You ghosted, Gavin.
Oh, God.
Technically, a man must meet a lady to ghost. He's just dogged her.
No. Did you meet her and then dog?
Yeah, I met her and we were talking, chatting, and she was just way too boring, and I just decided to say I was up and getting a drink and walk out.
Gavin! Dare you? Don't. Nah. No, I'm not happy with that, Gavin. Very rude.
Hey, when you're messing with my big G, you got to bring the big B.
Don't you be on Gavin's side.
No, I wouldn't do that, but I admire your kahunas, Gavin. I just wouldn't have the nuts to do it. Gemma, it's time to choose your Prince Charming. Is it Kaylin, man number one, who sailed 3 to 4 seas with 3 to 4 more? Jason, the 26-year-old teacher, the hair puller, tug tug. Or Gavin, the 33-year-old Lothario, who will bail on you pretending to go get drinks if you don't have the banter.
The ghoster.
All right. Well, number 3 had me, but then he lost me because I don't want to be bailed on.
Yeah.
Ugh, I know. So I'm going to have to go with number 2, Jason.
Number 2, Oi, Jason.
Hey, loves a hair pull.
Yes, loves a hair pull. Jason, do you agree to be Gemma's lawfully wedded hair-pulling, consensual tug-tug boyfriend?
I do.
Yes! Yes!
We are on!
We are on! We are on! Ooh. Ooh, easy there, guys. Easy. Easy. Watch the nape. Watch the fringe, Jason. Watch the fringe.
The Danny Lakey Late Show Quickie.
This is the story of the infamous blue tick. People go nuts for a blue tick. Some people on Instagram, it's life or death when it comes to the blue tick.
Yep, a lot of people hunting that tick.
Oh, I need to be verified. Am I even on Instagram if I don't have my blue tick next to me name? How will they know it's the real me? Very interesting email getting sent around in the company headquarters today by one of the digital blokes. And they, a lot of the digital team have worked very hard on getting the blue tick for all of the radio stations' breakfast shows, right? Which is pretty good. That's what you want. As a company, it's pretty cool. I mean, all the way from, say, Hit 105 in Brisbane, all the way down to, say, the Hit Limestone Coast. Yep. And everything in between. This is a big company with a lot of stations.
They're
right?
All equal.
Yeah. You want the blue tick on those, which is cool. Well done to the digital team for getting all of those blue ticks across the line. We then get a follow-up email from Digital. So after posting the good news, probably expecting just a few like, oh, congratulations, well done on all the hard work, Digital team. No. Just a flurry of emails from breakfast announcers all over the country. So he has to email back everyone saying, hi all, I've just had an influx of emails from people asking if we can get their personal Instagrams accounts verified. Unfortunately, the answer is no. Good luck.
No.
No, mate. No, that's your personal brand. I'm getting paid on company time for company stuff. So then I went up and talked to one of my digital friends. I was like, really? Were people, come on, Dad, give us a bit of goss. Who was
tell
slotted
us,
in?
Sir.
Which brekkie announcers? Was it somebody in Bendigo? Somebody in Townsville, was it? Over in WA, surely. Nah, she said, no, I'm not telling you who it was, but there were lots of them. And I laughed a bit. I said, well, really, like, what could really get them across the line as a verified Instagrammer if one of the Brekkie Show people really wanted one? And she said, well, really, I'll only do it if they're like a big deal and they've got at least 6 articles on the internet about them, like 6 news pieces.
Oh, so it's not on followers.
No, she said she didn't really care about followers. It was more if people are interested in them. That's okay. Probably going to be a bit more on Instagram's interest list. And then someone sent back 6 article links, but it was just blogs from their personal blog page,
no.
Blogging about themselves.
Let it go. You're not getting the tip.
Oh, the great thirsties. I don't know who it is in the company, but there is some brekkie host out there just gagging for that blue tick.
Oh, that's too much.
Look, Instagram's terms, they say it doesn't really matter how many followers you have, but you just there's got to be a risk of impersonation. So obviously a Jennifer Aniston or a Brad Pitt,
yeah,
very easy for some internet troll to make a fake account of them. They need the tick. It's quite obvious. If you're a very heavy Instagram influencer, maybe you're going to apply and you want the big blue tick as well. Authentic, unique, complete, notable, verified blue tick. This show has a blue tick, but on a personal level, I don't got no blue tick.
I don't have no blue tick.
I have no blue tick. Shy Guy 69?
Shy Guy, no.
Shy Guy 69 no doesn't tick. Have a blue tick. No. I mean, the geezer's even hanging around out there at the moment. The geezer, are you? You have a blue tick?
Nope.
No blue ticks. We're all right, aren't we? We're all doing okay?
Yeah, I feel all right.
It's all right?
Yeah, we're right.
Yeah. All right, life won't change.
No, you won't have a no qualms here.
Massive bolt of happiness tomorrow if you get the blue tick. No, okay, fair enough. Interested to see. How does it feel having a blue tick?
Do you have a blue tick?
Do we have any listeners out there who've got the blue tick?
I hope we get someone famous calling.
Look, I don't know if we're going to get any blue ticks tonight. I tend to, when we do these phoners about Instagrammy stuff, usually they're pretty light on. And I swear once upon a time we did. Are you famous and listening to the show right now? And it went down like a block
no
Jenga.
No one. You put 2 minutes on the clock, no one.
I'm pretty sure.
Can we do that again one time? I'd love to find out if we had anyone famous listening.
Yeah.
Do businesses count if you own your own business?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Quick, get the phones.
Any blue ticks are fine. Don't get me wrong. You don't have to be a famous person right now. Just interested if we get any blue ticks on 131060. I want to find out more about the blue tick game. That's all. But we've got Steph on 131060. Hello, Steph.
Hi there.
All right. Who are you? Stephanie Rice, the famous Olympic swimmer?
No, I've got a famous cat.
Wow.
Pardon?
Okay.
Yep.
Blue tick verified cat.
Yes.
What's so special about the cat?
He's very, very large.
What's his name? Let's Google him. Let's Insta him, I mean.
He's Omar _ Maine Coon.
Omar the Maine Coon.
He's getting up now.
Oh, wow. It's quite the puss.
He's ginormous. Yeah.
Hang on. Let's see. There's the big blue tick staring at me right in the face. 616 posts, 141,000 followers for a freaking cat.
Yeah.
496 following. That's good stats.
Big
Maine Coon boy.
Like, how big and how much does he weigh?
He weighs about 14 kilograms. And he's about 4 foot long.
Look, congratulations to you bringing your cat to the masses. Whether you're getting... Well, no, there's a few sponsored posts there, isn't there? Look at that. That's the face of the Cat Lovers Show. Open that one, Shy Guy. You getting paid? Are you getting some money for this cat?
I have got a little bit. I don't do too much collaboration.
That's the dream. Screw being an influencer. Just get your cat to be an influencer.
I've got a dog. We can get Toby, the corgi, famous.
Yeah, well done to you. I can imagine there's a lot of cats out there fighting for that blue tick. My only bit of criticism, and this isn't anything to do with you, more to do with the cat. If this cat walked past me in the street, doesn't strike me as insta-famous blue tick cat. It just looks like a normal cat.
Well, if you saw him in the street, you would definitely double take just based on the size of him.
Shy Guy's playing videos
Shy Guy
now.
Has gone crazy. He's gone right down Omar Maine Coon's little Instagram. Don't be surprised if Omar Maine Coon gets a follower called ShyGuy_69 sliding into his DMs a little later on tonight. Thank you. We've got someone by the name of Ed coming through. Hello, Ed.
Lakey, it is Ed Cavalli here.
Hello,
everybody.
Dog. Whoa. Nice.
Good to be here. Long time, first time.
Yes.
Look, I can't compete with a giant cat, that's for sure.
Well, let's bring up Ed Cavalli's Instagram here. Is it the real Ed Cavalli? Is that the one?
Yeah, that's me, Lakey. That's me.
But you're very new to the gram, aren't you?
Mm.
That's right. I've only been on there for a week and a half, and it's completely run by Casey, who does the digital for the Hughie and Kate show, because I've never been on there before. The idea was that I would join the same day as Jennifer Aniston, and on her first day, she got 10.1 million followers. And how many did I get in comparison? How many am I on at the moment?
You're on 14.5 thousand.
Okay.
Close.
So I'm not bad. So I'm second. seconds, and I'm 10% as popular as a fat cat, which makes me feel good as well.
You got nothing on Omar. Yeah.
Nothing on Omar. Lakey, I'm ringing with an offer because you said something very interesting in the break where you were talking about this. You said that one of the things to get you the blue tick is the 6 news stories.
Mm. Yes, exactly.
How do you not have 6 news stories written about you? I would have thought you're a guy who's out there like man is ejected from Sexpo. There's at least 3 there. And then you don't have the 6?
No, well, Google me, Shy Guy. Google
I
news me.
You've got
Google
the 6,
news
like
me, Shy Guy. Maybe I can
you might
get
have
a blue
6.
Tick.
Because here's my offer, and this is true.
Okay.
I know, and this is a true story. I know a guy who in Los Angeles for $1,000 US guarantees that he'll get you a blue tick because he does it for actors who are trying to get visas to go to America because that's part of the thing that you need. Okay. So for $1,000, if you can raise $1,000 US, I can guarantee you the blue tick.
All right.
We can do that.
My nips are engorging. And when my nips engorge, that's when I see a story out coming on Heavy, Hot and Strong. So this is
good.
Yeah.
So, yes, mate.
Yeah. Shy Guy's googling me. There's one bit of when Koshy hooked me up and said that I could go on a date with Samantha Armitage.
One.
Yeah. And the rest are all just radio articles. I mean, to be honest, you type in Danny Lakey and the drop down menu just says, did you mean Shoey Louie?
See? Told you it was quick. Want more though? Subscribe to the podcast now for daily quickies from the Danny Lakey Late Show.